All right, it's the Home Cringe Show. I'm your host, Katie Shahan, here for the Yarlow Home Cringe Show, where we talk about all things cringy about home ownership. And we like to bring our favorite guests on the show who have pro tips and tricks on how to make home ownership a little bit easier, as well as educating us about possible products out there. So today we got our friend Joe Haysman back. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
And Joe is from Air Comfort Heating and Air here in the Twin Cities. And he says that he does the horseshoe around the Twin Cities.
Yep. So I'm based out of the Northwest. And everyone asks me, like, what's your service area? And do you service the North or the West? And I say, I'm a horseshoe. So I go North to the West to the East side. So I'm a big horseshoe around the city. So I've even ventured down to that southern part too, but I try to stay northwest or east, but yep.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's not fun to cross that 494 most of the time.
Yeah, we've always tried to stay north of that, but yep. Some, you know, we get referrals all the time down there, so we're going down there too. So
perfect. All right, so on our show we like to introduce our guests with our fast pitch, where we ask Joe as many questions as we can in about a minute, and he gives us some entertaining answers so we can get to know Joe a little bit better and Joe can get to brag about cool things. Yeah. Are you ready?
Ready when you are.
All right. What is your favorite type of donut?
Oh, man, I actually just like a plain glazed donut from when Krispy Kreme was here. That was my favorite. Plain, gray, plain kind of guy.
Interesting. Okay, what is the most common tool left behind on the job?
Screwdrivers or smaller tools that are easily forgotten. Little screwdrivers, like for thermostats and stuff, are probably the most lost tool that we have.
Interesting. Okay. What kind of, when it comes to HVAC, heating and air, does your homeowner's insurance cover any of that typically?
Yes, it will. Typically it's going to have to be something like inside anyways. You're looking at if you had a flood, that kind of thing, or water damage caused to the furnace or an accessory, that'll definitely get covered. I've also done a lot of hail damage in the past too on air conditioners. When you get severe hail, that'll actually wreck the coils outside and will bend the fins to a point where you no longer can, you know, but get the efficiency out of them that you did before. So it won't, typically your homeowner's insurance won't cover repairs, like if a part breaks, something like that. The only time that it will cover repairs is if you have electrical surges. That'll be a homeowner's insurance deal that I've done quite a few times. People that have lightning strikes at home, because these furnaces and even the air conditioners and heat pumps nowadays are so electronically charged now. They get fried. And actually, that's why one of the biggest things that we sell as an accessory is a surge protector for your equipment.
Oh, so. Yes. That's definitely a really good idea. Yeah. I didn't realize that you could put a surge protector on something as big as your HVAC system.
Yeah, it's just like a computer, you know. It's basically, it gets wired into the furnace and or air conditioner and heat pump and protects it for those surges.
Very cool.
So it's super nice when you have, you know, a typical surge protector is going to cost you about $250 to $350. And when you factor in that an average circuit board nowadays, which is typically what gets fried in a lightning surge, is going to be well over $1,000. It's definitely kind of a nice little thing to have.
Definitely. Okay. And I remember last time you were on our show when we were talking about hail damage and your cooling unit outside. Mm-hmm. You mentioned do not cover.
Nope.
Your
still stand
unit
by that.
And the reason behind it is
So the reason behind not covering the air conditioner is a two-part reason. One, when you completely seal your air conditioning with like a tarp or a cover, what happens is you trap moisture and humidity in there throughout the whole season, and that'll cause your unit to rust or corrode faster. Also, along with that, when you trap moisture and heat in that thing, it becomes a nice little breeding ground for mice and rodents, and they love to live in there. And then all winter long, when they're living in there, they chew all your wires up. And then come springtime, when you go, when it starts to hit 80 degrees, you turn your air on and nothing happens. And then I get called out there, and well, what happened to sir is you have a big mouse nest in there. So what I recommend is two things: is either if you're just adamant about covering it, don't cover it all the way, you know, cover it about halfway so that the air has some, you know, some space to breathe. And or if you have an air conditioner that sits over your eave or your home, try to put like a, you know, I always put like a bungeed piece of plywood on top of it so the ice can't damage it, which
or hail,
you know, hails, that's a whole nother story. You know, it's pretty tough to get away from the hail when you're going to purchase the air conditioner. It's something to look at. Like I know with our suite, we sell Trane and Luxair, and all of our air conditioners have fully protected covers on the air conditioners. So if a hailstorm does come, it just wrecks the cover and not the actual coil. And the coil is what the expensive part is.
Interesting. Yep. Okay. I learn something new every time I talk to you.
Yeah. And one thing too, like if you ever do come across hail with the air conditioners and you go through insurance, one of the biggest things insurance is going to tell you is, oh, you just need to comb it out. And they'll give you, you know, a few hundred bucks for combing out the air conditioner. In my career, I'd say 50% of the time, a combing is okay to do. The other 50%, it's where the hail actually has penetrated the coil enough to where it's actually wrecked that coil space, and there's no amount of combing that you can do to get that back to the way that it was. So that's why it's always best practice to make sure to have a professional come out and inspect it, to give their professional opinion on it, and then they can get you a quote on both one way or the other.
Gotcha. So if you're... insurance company comes out and they say, yeah, there's hail damage, but you know, here's option A.
Yep.
Then have a professional come out and say, yeah.
So what I've done hundreds and hundreds of hail damage jobs before, and it's very, very common for the insurance company to say, oh yeah, you got hail damage on your air conditioner, here's $300 just to have it combed out. And you'd be surprised how many people don't know that there's a secondary option. And there's been many times where I've gone back 3-4 years after the fact, and they're like, hey, my air conditioner just doesn't seem like it wants to keep up like it used to, and that kind of thing. And I say, well, yeah, you have, you know, pretty extensive hail damage on this coil. It's not keeping up because you're not at a capacity anymore. And they're like, well, they combed it. And I'm like, well, it shouldn't have been combed. It should have been replaced. And there's really nothing they can do besides, you know, replace it. And then by that time, the insurance company's already wrote them the check and everything's done, and they didn't even know they had that option. So it's really always the best practice to have a second opinion.
What is combing?
So basically they make it just so your coils, depending on the kind of coil you have. So there's two most commonly kinds of coils. There's a fin tube. So basically there's a copper tubing with aluminum fins, typically is, or it could be aluminum tubing with aluminum fins that go down for heat transfer. That's the most common way. And when those things, when the hail hits them, it actually dings them, like almost like a dent in your car. And so they make a tool called a coil comb that has little forks on it that you can roll down the coil, and it'll actually straighten them. Does it work the best?
Got no.
It doesn't work great, but it works, kind of.
It's like putting a dent in your car and you personally try and punch it out and there's still little ripples.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look right, but you know, it's not a big dent anymore.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like when your car goes through like a massive hailstorm and they're like, well, yeah, we could go through and pop out every single one of these dents. And some of them are so bad they're actually creased. So we can go in and cut it out and fix it, but it's going to cost this much and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's definitely is really, really important to have a professional heating and air conditioning company come out and take a peek at it and make sure that there's not going to be more longer lasting damage to that unit. Don't always take the insurance company's first deal. That's a common thing that a lot of people do, and the insurance companies bank on you guys doing just taking their first whatever they give you. They think is all everything's negotiable. Just so you know,
that is really good advice, because I honestly would think that the insurance company would, like, they're the beat all end all answer. So the first one is the answer, but you're saying typically you can get a second opinion from a professional, not just an insurance adjuster or inspector.
Yep. Absolutely.
That can say yes or no.
Yeah. So basically, if a professional comes in and says, no, you know, the hail damage is pretty extensive, you know, there's no combing that's going to. Typically, I use the 50% rule. If 50% of the coil is completely, you know, destroyed, it's not going to be able to, it's not a combing fix at that point. So, or if the hail is big enough to where it's caused like significant denting to the coil, then you come in with a recommendation to their insurance company. And then gotcha. I get a phone call from the insurance company, and then we kind of have a little conversation too. So I've done it hundreds of times. I've done it a bunch to know, but a lot of homeowners, they don't realize they have that power.
Yes, definitely. So just for our listeners, a reminder, we are talking with Joe Haseman, the owner of Air Comfort Heating and Air. You can find him at aircomfortmn.com, or you can text him, because he does respond to text messages, yep, at 763-753-6623. So Joe, when we come back, we're about to break for a commercial here.
Yeah.
But when we come back, let's talk about heat pumps.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing.
Yeah,
now, for sure. And you mentioned that the government is providing, what do they call it?
Tax credits. Yep. So there's a lot of tax credit stuff out there right now with heat pumps, and they're really trying to switch over to that.
And the reason they're offering that is because they are more efficient for maintaining temperature in your house, correct?
Yep, correct.
Perfect. So when we do come back from our commercial break, we will be talking with Joe Haseman at Air Comfort Heating and Air about heat pumps and this newer technology that you could qualify for credits for. So you don't have to cover the whole cost out of pocket, which would be nice.
Yeah.
And then just kind of demystifying what a heat pump is.
Correct.
Right, Joe?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, stay tuned for the Yarlow Home Cringe Show, and we'll be right back after these messages. When it comes to the ever-important task of home maintenance, the struggle to keep everything organized is real. Are you grappling with a jumble of receipts and invoices in that messy drawer of yours? Or perhaps they're scattered through old emails and making it all too easy to lose track. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. This is Katie Shahan, and I've developed the perfect solution, the Yarlow app. Picture this, an app that sweeps away the chaos and brings order to your home management woes. Yarlow is your free ticket to seamless organization of all things related to home maintenance, improvements, and even those ambitious remodeling projects. With just a few taps, you can effortlessly input receipts and warranty details, ensuring that every piece of vital information is right at your fingertips. I invite you to step into the future of home management. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlow app or visit yarlow.com today. That's YARLOW.
North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up. Roofing, storm damage, and siding. Call the pros at North Face. A hands-on approach. Advice and consulting. Our attention to detail makes the difference. Visit online at NorthFaceConstruction.com. North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up.
If you're an empty nester or looking to downsize, find your solution at HomeApt Realty. We're the downsizing specialists who make your transitions seamless. From discovering the perfect space to selling your current home, we're here for you. Plus, we know how first impressions count. HomeApt can help you update your home before selling, ensuring you get the best value. Don't pay anything until closing. HomeApt Realty, that's HomeApt.com, or call 612-655-2324 to get started today. Hi, this is Katie Shahan with the Yarlow Home Cringe Show, and I'm here with Rich Kerner, owner of Watts Electric.
Rich, tell us a little bit about Watts.
We are a family-owned electrical contractor here in Minnesota, and we can help you with any of your electrical needs. From simple to large, we can do it all.
So how do I get in contact with you?
Send us a text at 763-607-6680. That's best because we might have our hands full, but give us a call too.
Or I can reach you at wattselectricmn.com.
At Cura Home, we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know we neglect. From cleaning your dryer vent, AC unit, refrigerator coil, to providing all your filters, we can take care of your home with our quarterly visits. Additionally, we offer one-time services like air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and AC unit cleaning. Visit our website at curahome.com. That's K-U-R-A-H-O-M-E.com. Or give us a call, 612-503-4050.
Prepare to revolutionize your home management game with a touch of cutting-edge technology. Do you own a home and love exploring the latest technology? Hi, I'm Katie Shahan, creator of the Yarlo app. Yarlo is a free app that lets you keep track of all your home maintenance improvements and remodeling documents. Add your receipts and warranty information so all your data is at your fingertips. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W.
It's the Yarlo Home Crin Show. I'm your host, Katie Shahan. Welcome back to the Home Crin Show, where we talk about all those cringeworthy moments in home ownership. Feel free to drop us a line on our social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, about some of your home cringe moments, and maybe we'll mention them on our show. Today, we're talking with Joe Haysman with Air Comfort Heating and Air. You can find him at aircomfortmn.com. And Joe, I thought maybe we could do a customer home cringe moment that you've recently
absolutely
had someone experience.
Yeah. So one of the recent one I had was I had a customer who we put a brand new system in for last year. And what a lot of customers don't realize is that, you know, there's a lot of accessories that can come with your furnace. And if, you know, we give you all the options to replace those things, and sometimes customers choose to just get it all done right the first time, and sometimes some people decide they kind of want to cut a few corners on things. Recently, what I found was I had a customer we put a full system in for about a year ago, but you have a thing called what's called a condensate pump. Some customers who don't have floor drains have condensate pumps that pump the condensation to another area. This customer decided that when we installed the system, he didn't want to do the condensate pump, which, you know, we gave him the option, gave him the price, and he didn't want to do it. He said he just replaced it, or I don't remember what the deal was. But anyways, we went there, and he had water all over his floor. And so we went there, and the pump had gone bad. And he was mad because we wouldn't cover under warranty. And we, you know, explained to him, and we even had to show him that, you know, it was in their proposal as an option for you, and that you had denied it and that you didn't want to do it. So, you know, that's not a thing that's because we didn't install it, and we, you know, we can't warranty that for him. But that's something that's really something that every customer or homeowner, whenever they're getting a bid on a new furnace or air conditioner or heating and cooling system in general, you know, you got to look at what all they're putting in, because I know there's some, you know, some companies out there that won't even put a new thermostat on, or will like, or skimp on things. I've known some companies that, you know, when they put an air conditioner in, they're not putting both coils, they're not replacing both coils, they're replacing one, and then the customers don't know this stuff, and so it's really good to ask questions, and that's why it's really good to have a professional that's been doing it for a long time. You know, we're Air Comfort's been around for 21 years, almost 22 here in May, and it's good to have a company who's been around who can be honest with you and tell you what exactly you're getting, because you get a spot like that where, you know, there's a lot of companies that won't even recommend the condensate pump. They're just, oh yeah, it works fine, you know, it'll just reuse it. Well, reusing stuff that's old is not the best idea.
interesting. Okay, so I would say, like, the best advice is to always get a second opinion.
Yeah.
So when you have one person,
yep.
And then obviously looking at maybe reviews or maybe
for sure
other referrals.
Yeah, you always want to do your research. You know what I mean? It's there's so many heating and air companies out there, and especially with, you know, the way it is now, I feel like every day there's a new heating and air company, and these fly-by-night heating and air companies, you know, they might save you some upfront money, but in the long run, they typically are going to cost you a lot of money. You know, it's better to do it right the first time than have to fix it after the fact. And a lot of times those fly-by-night guys are they're in and out and they're done, and they're maybe a company for a year, and then they decide, they remember they can't, you know, hack it like we can, and they go away.
Scary for me. Yeah, it's scary for me that you said that there's two coils in the AC unit.
Yeah.
And how do I know that they replaced both? It's not until it breaks
that's the thing.
Figure out they did it wrong.
Like with us, you know, when we're all done, we, you know, there's a thing called AHRI. It's an organization that tests every single heating and air conditioning out there. And when we're done, we always give all of our customers AHRI certificates. And that on that certificate, it tells you what furnace you got, what coil, what evaporator coil was on there, and what condenser coil that they got, so that they know that everything was replaced and done, and it gets the maximum amount of efficiency that we promised them.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. I love that. So for our listeners out there, pay attention for, what was it, HRI?
It's called AHRI. It's the average comp, you know, a heating and air guy like me, that's like, you know, everyone knows what HRI in the heating and air industry. But just if anything simple, just ask for a certificate just saying, you know, what you got, and that to make sure that the efficiency is correct. Especially with where we're at and today, and kind of leading into the heat pump stuff is, you know, with the tax credits and the rebates that are out there now, these are all things that are required in order to get those rebates and tax credits. So if you're hiring a company who isn't supplying an AHRI number to you, you know, at the end of the job or even before the job, to confirm that you're getting exactly what you're getting, because there's a lot of companies out there that unfortunately that I've been finding that are promising like tax credits, for example. They're promising tax credits when they have furnaces that don't even qualify for tax credits, because in order to qualify for the new federal tax credits, you have to have a 97% or more efficient furnace. And, I mean, I've been seeing companies that have 95, 96% efficient furnaces, and they're putting tax credits on there, and it's pretty crazy to me. But you definitely want to watch that stuff.
Okay, so talking about efficiency, something that I've been introduced to recently is called a heat pump.
Yep.
And they're kind of making their way up here to Minnesota. Traditionally, they haven't been in Minnesota because of how cold we get, but the technology's gotten better, and so tell us a little bit about those heat pumps.
So air comforts, we've actually been putting heat pumps in for 20 plus years. Heat pumps been a technology that's been around for a long, long time. It's important for a certain point where the temperature gets down to low temperatures where it doesn't work efficiently. And that was the old school ones. You know, the old school ones would work down to about 30 degrees at the most. And then the efficiency, you know, really tanked. And it was never a really popular option unless you had like propane or fuel oil, or, you know, even if you go look up way up north where my great uncle started doing heating and air, the coal. And you laugh, but you'd be surprised if probably still some people up there that are still heating it with wood or coal. But anyways, heat pumps have really been really making a turn, I'd say, the last 5-6 years, especially when they've been getting into what's called cold climate heat pumps. You know, there's heat pumps today that I can get for you today that will efficiently still heat down to about -10, -15 degrees outside. And I know that there's actually heat pumps that are coming out here in the real near future that'll even get down to 20, 22 below. So the technology is getting significantly better now, to where it makes more sense.
And when you say get down to, what you mean is that it's still running efficiently.
Yep.
Your heat pump's not going to break when it gets down to -47.
No. So,
it's just not going to run efficiently.
Yeah, so that's the thing with heat pumps is how a heat pump works is you kind of got to go back to how an air conditioning works. So what a heat pump is, actually takes the place of your traditional air conditioner. And not only does it cool like a traditional air conditioner does, but it also actually heats. So how that works is how an air conditioning works. We'll start with that first. Your air conditioning doesn't actually just blow cold air in your house. What an air conditioning does is it takes hot, stagnant heat out of your house and transfers that outside via refrigeration. Now, what a heat pump does is literally reverses that cycle. It takes hot air and all, you know, whatever, how as much heat as it can out of the outdoor air, transfers it into the house via refrigeration. So it's not two units. The air conditioning and the heat pump are one unit now. And yeah, so temperature is a big part of that. You know, obviously, the colder the temperature, the less heat there is in the air. So that's why the newer technology is just unbelievable. You know, some of this inverter technology and stuff from overseas that we're getting is really mind-blowing on how much it actually can heat down to these crazy low temperatures that we get in Minnesota.
Yeah, and with the increased cost of utilities, definitely looking at efficiency. And while there's still tax credits available, mm-hmm. if you do have an older unit, this might be an opportunity to be proactive about replacing it with something that is more efficient.
Yeah, especially this year. I mean, this is going to be the best year that we've had ever in the history for heat pump development and heat pump purchases, just because, you know, not only are utility companies finally getting on board with heat pumps and offering phenomenal rebates, but now they have the tax credits that are up to $2,600, plus coming out soon, hopefully. We're kind of waiting on the government here, but there's also going to be some federal rebates that are available for heat pumps as well. As we stand right here, between tax credits, utility rebates, you can get up to $5,700 back by installing a heat pump. You know, it's amazing where we're at right now with this and all the incentives. You know, it's really what it is it's called the electrification of what we're trying to do. It's really kind of piggybacking on what they're trying to do in the car industry, you know, with electric cars and the hybrid stuff. You know, this is really what our industry is getting into as well. More of a hybrid system where you can heat and cool. And the other thing, like you said, with utility companies is a lot of utility companies are offering what's called off-peak programs or dual-fuel programs, which will actually, they'll give you cheaper electrical rates by having those systems, like heat pump systems.
Oh, great. So I do have an older AC unit, and yep. I know it has had issues in the past, so this might be my opportunity. I might wait until I see the if I can get some more federal tax credits, yeah. But man, it sounds like... one, the heat pumps are a little bit better for our environment.
Yeah,
they're a little
sure.
bit more eco-friendly, yep. and as well as they're not as heavy of a burden on our utilities.
And and that's the other nice thing too is, you know, you got to think about a heat pump. You know, a heat pump can be up to 400% more efficient than a furnace can be. So it's also not only is it better for the environment, you get more money back, you know, it's going to heat and cool. But when it does run, especially this year, I mean, this is like heat pump central in Minnesota here with how cold and warm it's been. I mean, my heat pump's been running almost all winter. And it's crazy that, you know, when you can get efficiency of up to like 400 to 450% compared to your furnace, yeah, that's a big savings that a lot of people, you know, in the life of that unit can definitely get a payback and not have to spend money on gas and all the things that go with that kind of stuff. Plus, it takes less life off of your furnace, and it's all a benefit. You know, it really is. It's something that heat pumps on a new technology. I mean, us at Air Comfort, we've been putting them in for 20 plus years, and heat pumps have been around for 30, 40 years. I mean, you go down south and everything's heat pumped down there.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's about our time. So thanks, Joe Haseman.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Air Comfort Heating and Air. Find them at aircomfortmn.com.
Yep. Appreciate it.